Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Welcome back. It's Todd Zwillick, and we turn out of Washington, where there appears to be some kind of deal that could preserve the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, or DACA. Last night, the Democratic leaders, Senator Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, released a statement saying that after meeting with President Trump, they had, quote, agreed to enshrine the protections in DACA into law very quickly and to work out a package of border security, excluding the wall, that's acceptable to both sides, end quote. Now, this morning, the president affirmed that he would support a deal like that, that he'd be willing to put major resources toward border security, enshrine DACA, but not towards his signature wall, at least not right now. Now, that last part has enraged some very vocal members of the president's political base. We have Tara Palmieri here. She's White House correspondent for Politico. Hi, Tara.
Hi.
First of all, this deal, what really happened here, and is it the kind of deal that can get passed by Congress?
It could pass as long as the president can get a few Republicans on his side, which shouldn't be so hard because they are the same party. Let's not forget that what he's asking for, increased border security, is something that Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan have been calling for. You know, they have not been such hardliners on the wall. It will really be the conservatives in the Republican Party that he might lose, but he doesn't really need them if he gets all the Democratic votes.
Right. So President Trump has been a champion of this wall all through the campaign. At times,
right,
he said the wall just got 10 feet higher. It just got 10 feet higher. What has the reaction been like among his political base that this deal got made that would allow 800,000 DACA recipients to stay in this country and no wall?
Well, that's something that the conservative base is very angry about. You saw Congressman Stephen King this morning saying that this is the exact same agenda that Hillary Clinton would have had. And the other issue is that you see on Breitbart, which was a huge advocate of Donald Trump's, Amnesty Don, that was the headline this morning. So he's already facing backlash from conservatives who are still angry about the debt ceiling deal that he did with Nancy and Chuck, or Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer,
right,
last week.
Well, let's talk about the president's relationship with Nancy and Chuck here. Here are the voices of some of the players. Here's the president.
If you look at some of the greatest legislation ever passed, it was done on a bipartisan manner. And so that's what we're going to give it a shot, right, Tom? And we'll see what we can do. And if it works out, great. And if it doesn't work out, great. Hopefully we'll be able to do it anyway as Republicans.
And then here was the Democratic leader, Nancy Pelosi, vilified by the right at her podium today.
We have votes. I have no question that if we put the bill on the floor, it would win. And for these and other reasons, I believe that the president, because of conviction, but because of reality, is there for the Dreamers.
Tara Palmieri, can Paul Ryan risk crossing the conservatives in his House conference and putting this on the floor?
It's a very difficult situation that the president has put Paul Ryan in. But you have to remember, Trump is still annoyed with Paul Ryan about the health care debacle. He feels like he hasn't done enough to push his legislative agenda. And aides close to Trump tell me a little bit of this is motivated by the fact that he's kind of annoyed with Mitch and Paul right now. It only takes one vote to, you know, call a referendum on his leadership.
A possible bipartisan deal that could protect recipients of the DREAM Act in exchange for some border security and some big political risks now for Republican leaders on Capitol Hill. Tara Palmieri of Politico, thank you.
Thank you.